Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's get at another hour, shall we? Conversation another day, perhaps. As a matter of fact, speaking about the day on the Good Day program, day is part of our, it's part of our handle. J-Day. It's a J-Day.
And
it's
good.
A Doug Day.
Yeah,
it's a good day.
Right.
It's International Women's Day as well. Today, the 8th of March, the achievements of women, how far they have come in the fight for their rights. The political right, the cultural right, social, all kinds of things being celebrated today. Thanks to Susan B. Anthony, who was a political activist. Who doesn't know who Susan B. Anthony is? Raise your hands. Come on, you know who Susan B. Anthony is. Big advocate for women's rights. She and a woman who was very close to me in a way because her son was perhaps the most influential man in my life. His name was David P. Mayo. And his mother, who Louise Parker Mayo, was right in there with Susan B. Anthony. Matter of fact, she kind of was the she inherited the work done by Susan B. Anthony in terms of women's rights and all that sort of thing. She fought for the 14th Amendment. That I'm talking about Susan B. Anthony
now
again.
Vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, right. Let's vote. So the National Women's Suffrage Association was founded by Susan B. Anthony and a lady named Elizabeth Cady Stanton. That's, again, all the trail in the fight for women's rights. So fast forward to the early 1900s, as women were experiencing pay inequality. Duh, they still are. Lack of voting rights. I don't think they have that problem anymore. A lot of overworking, kind of like the child laws. The women were taking care of it first, and then it was the child labor laws that went into effect. So 15,000 women marched through New York in 1908. That was where kind of Louise Parker Mayo made her first stand. So there's three women who are kind of responsible for this day, but it started with Susan B. Anthony, and then moved along, there was a lady named Clara Zetkin, who was a German suffragette and leader of the women's office movement. She proposed a special Women's Day to be organized every year. And then the International Women's Day was started actually in Austria, then Denmark and Germany and Switzerland. There were a lot of rallies back in the around 1920, 21. The 19th Amendment was ratified in August of that year. White women were granted the right to vote. But what about black women? Took a long time for them. See, that's back again. Even then, we talk, this is becoming a theme, and I'm not really sure that I like it, although it is a part of, you know, what's going on. I was going to say a part of what's wrong, but it really is wrong. It was wrong. Why did men think that they were better than women? And why do white people think they're better than black people? And why do, you know, how many different things, and why does somebody strong think they're better than somebody that's weak?
Mm-hmm. How many just in general, why some people have that mentality that they are better than somebody else. And
yeah,
it is a long history, a very, very long history of people being marginalized and disregarded. And even though we are going in the right direction, sometimes it is a question of why are we still not truly there yet?
Yep. That is a good question. All right. So that takes care of today's celebration, something that you can celebrate not just today, but think about it every day. A couple of follow-up things, Jay, from yesterday. The Americans that were kidnapped in Mexico, remember we were talking about those four? Well, two of them are dead, and the other two were rescued. They are alive. The survivors are Eric James Williams and Lativa McGee. They've come back to the U.S. and their families. There were four: William McGee, Zindel Brown, McGee's cousin, Shahid Woodward, I don't know who the fourth person was. Anyway, they got to Mexico last Friday, up in the northeastern. If they went across, they drove across in their van from Brownsville, Texas.
And this was an area just south of Texas. It's not like they were deep into Mexico or in Mexico City, where we know it's pretty dangerous as well. And they were all found. All four people who were kidnapped were all found in the same home. Unfortunately, one of them had been killed inside the house. Another one, the body was found nearby outside of the house.
By whom, though? What are the people saying that are still alive?
They only have one suspect, who was the one who was there apparently guarding the kidnapped.
The reason for the kidnapping, though, that's what I'm not clear on. What were they trying to? What were these
Mexicans?
One
of the things, it seems like it was a misunderstanding. Yeah. Investigators believe that the kidnappers may have wrongly believed the Americans were rival human traffickers.
Great.
And some kind of misunderstanding. But they do have one suspect in custody who was at the house. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to figure out who the rest of the group is.
I wouldn't hold my breath. Mexican authorities, the law enforcement in Mexico is very, very, very weak. So, at least a couple of people were alive. They've got quite a story to tell you. I'm sure that'll be made into a movie. Like that. Remember those two movies with James Brolin, Sicario or Sicoria or something like that?
Oh, Sicario, yeah.
Drug. That's messy, nasty business.
Mm-hmm.
Really nasty. All right, another follow-up. This fellow accused of attempting to open the plane door. This is all over the Boston papers, the Globe, the Herald, all the stations, TV, radio stations. This guy's from Leominster, Massachusetts. Francisco Torres, 33 years old, being held at a detention facility down in Rhode Island. He was ordered detained after a bail hearing. No bail. You go to jail and you sit there until we try you for being is he a crazy person? He was trying to open a door, the emergency door, the exit door of the plane, and then when the flight attendant came up and said you had to sit down, he took a broken spoon and tried to stab her in the neck.
Mm-hmm. And then attacked the security.
Then he attacked the guards.
Yeah, the guards.
Yeah,
so
right.
Clearly there is a mental health situation.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. But it's scary for people in planes like that. That's probably a silly statement. Of course it's silly under the circumstances. You can't have a mental health test for everybody who gets on a plane, although there's so much mental health, there's so much mental illness today. It's like an epidemic. I was walking along one of the streets. Let's see, where was I? I was up in New York last weekend. And there was some guy had gotten out of the truck to go into a gas station. And this guy is walking around a gas station. This is a snowstorm, and it's 30 degrees, and he's almost naked. And he's walking around, talking, flailing his hands around, talking to people who were filling up their cars, and they couldn't wait to get out of there. I didn't see him until I came out of the service station. And, what do you do? No matter how big or strong, it's craziness. You don't know what to do. And why are there so many people who are like that? All right, now here's another story of, this is kind of a follow-up. Speaking of flying and so forth, there was a lady who used to work in the White House in the International Development Department, got killed. She was in a business jet. It was flying around in New England, not flying around in circles, but she was flying around. Her name is Dana Hyde. She lived in Maryland. She was flying with her husband and one of her sons on an aircraft owned by a consulting firm she was working for. The plane hit turbulence. She was not buckled in, and she went right to the turbulence banging around. She hit her head on the top of the plane and had a concussion and was dead before she hit the floor of the plane. So this is something she was, after the plane landed in Hartford, it was on its way from Keene, New Hampshire to Virginia. But after the incident, it landed and they took her to the hospital, but she didn't make it.
Yeah, her injuries were just too severe.
Yeah.
But turbulence is so dangerous. And I think a lot of us are always afraid of the plane falling out of the sky with turbulence, and that's not the case. It's just buckle up. That's why they say buckle up. And a lot of times, if turbulence is going to be very, really extreme, that's why the pilot is like, okay, we are going to have the flight attendants sit down and buckle up for safety, too.
Right, exactly. One of the things about these sorts of, and this is the side story, the sidebar, is how people who work as officials in government, when they get done, she was in the Obama administration, so she had a particular job in the Obama, she worked in the Foreign Aid Department, U.S. Foreign Aid, and was a development officer. And then she used that, and I don't say this negatively, but she got a job, a good job, working for a broadband consulting firm, and thus she traveled around in a private jet and had a, you know, very a good job. She was smart, and people liked her, and that's the sidebar to this story.
Yeah.
They're
and her
the
husband
stuff in the
and
paper.
One of her sons were with her.
Yeah, right. Yep, yeah. A couple of comments along that line from social media. Here's Jim who writes, if I've learned anything as a business traveler in more than 40 years, it's to expect the unexpected. Stay in your seat. Keep your seatbelt fastened. You often don't know when you might hit turbulence or be struck by wind shear upon landing. If you sense turbulence or a landing, tighten your seatbelt. I know that. I fly a lot and yeah, keep the seatbelt on.
That's what they say.
That is what they say.
If the captain has the seatbelt sign off and you're in your seat, still just keep it on.
Yep. Here's a fellow named Philip who said, I was flying back from Korea a number of years ago at 35,000 feet, and all of a sudden we slammed down hard to 30,000 feet. There were several passengers that weren't buckled in, and they hit the roof of the aircraft. One of them was an elderly lady in her 80s, who was severely injured and then died. There are lots of different ways as you're traveling to be careful. That's the most basic one, right? Under the circumstances, you don't want to. You got to be careful, 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 careful. All right, so we're look at where we are already. It's 18 after the hour, Jay.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program is March 8th on the Good Day program. Here's somebody that I have always thought was, special is probably a better way of saying it than sexy. But I think she's sexy. It is that old song, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Cameron Diaz is sexy. And she's talking, she talks a lot, she's back, she took some time off, and now she's back acting. And she's been interviewed a lot of times as people are doing the interviews. Other things come up, not just what they're promoting. And there's a discussion about Drew Barrymore that's worth some of our time and all over social media. So we'll get to that after this.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, Drew Barrymore has had a lot of issues as a youngster. She was a very young child star, come from a famous acting family. All of the things that happened, she got onto drugs early on and alcohol
very
and that sort
early
of thing.
On. Yeah, her first rehab stint was before she was even in the double digits, I believe.
Right.
She has battled different things.
Well, when she got divorced about, 7, 8 years ago, she went back to alcohol, and that didn't help the situation. Anyway, they were they were on the friendship trail because they worked in a coffee shop together. Or I guess she was at a coffee shop that Diaz
Drew Barrymore was 14 at the time working at the coffee shop, and Cameron Diaz visited all the time, and that's really where the friendship began. And they were in one of the Charlie's Angels movies. Well,
yeah, they were. I think Drew Barrymore produced it, as a matter of fact, that one. She's produced a lot of movies. She comes to say she has, there's no problem with money in her family. There's a problem with drug abuse, and it seemed to be part of that family, frankly. That's what she grew up around.
And then the alcohol, when it kind of resurfaced again, an alcohol issue, and with the 2016 divorce, like you said, Doug, it got so bad that her friends, her family, all they wanted to do was support her, and Cameron Diaz even spoke out. This was all in an LA Times interview that they just knew that they believed in her, they had faith in her, and if they just stuck by her, gave her the support she needed, she'd find her way. And here's how bad it actually got with Drew Barrymore. The fact that her therapist, who she had been working with for over a decade, had to fire her as a client because it was just her alcohol abuse had become so bad, the addiction to it had become so hard again, and she wasn't trying to get help at the time, but then once she found her sobriety, found recovery again, she reached back out to her therapist, and her therapist was more than willing to take her on as a client again.
Yeah. Well, you think there's, you know, that group of people, isn't Paris Hilton kind of a part of that group? There are a bunch of celebrities and actresses and kind of want to be like Paris Hilton. Everybody knows who she is. I think she was friends for a time with Drew Barrymore. I don't know how much of an influence she was.
Good friends with Nicole Richie, who Cameron Diaz and Nicole Richie are sisters-in-law.
Ah. I think now that you mentioned
it. Yeah, they're both married to Benji and Joe Madden.
They're both married to the same guy? Well, maybe not. All right, there we are. Update on that. 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty fly paper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you can achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob DiAmico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It's a case of mistaken identity. They were going down there. They got lost. You have to check travel alerts. I work for Global Guardian, puts those out all the time.
In the Mexico kidnappings, two of the U.S. citizens were murdered, and two others have been returned to the United States. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. That sounds better. Hold on a second. I got the fix to that. What do you think?
Yes, you know
I'm better.
I love a kazoo.
Yeah, right. I love a kazoo. It's the Good Day program, the 8th of March, a strange combination of lots of lessons of life conversation. It's stuff's going on with Jay and me and you and things that we're thinking about, lessons in life. Don't we just love them? We kind of need them, too, right, when you think about it. But we always have some good news here. Excuse me for a moment.
The good news department, always ready and willing and able.
What? Say that again.
I said it's the good news department.
Yes, it is.
Always ready and willing and able.
Yeah. There's a fellow, I saw a story about a fellow who's planning to live underwater for 100 days. I'm trying to figure out why. There was nothing. I just saw a quick thing in passing. You know how you and I both are always looking around at things that are interesting to talk about? And mostly the things that are interesting are about people, obviously. Duh.
I wonder what that would do to his body.
Yeah. Well, as he's living, there's some kind of underwater house that's being constructed. And so you think about, oh, wow, what's this guy? How is he going to do that? But there are so many different people, you know, it's just that have different ideas about what's interesting. Why not? Right? The world would be a horrible place if everybody did the same thing. Good Lord. Anyway, also, this is the whole business about Women's Month. I was doing a little more nosing around. There's a fundraiser for the cause of the month. That is the International Women's Day. Look for international women's organizations that have a lot of people that are involved in this. Judi Dench is one of them. They have, Judi Dench says that were I alive 100 years before I was alive, I wouldn't have been able to be an actress. So she takes that seriously. Good for her.
Yeah.
All right, let's follow up on the situation with the Norfolk Southern train, the collision involving the dump truck in Ohio the other day. The conductor on the train was killed. This is the third incident. Right?
Third one in Ohio, yes. But this one was,
good Lord.
What the heck?
It's not like the train just automatically derailed or something. The truck went into
truck.
It.
Well, this is a Norfolk Southern's fault. It's just that they're having, three bad things in a row. That's how bad things happen in threes.
I believe that Norfolk Southern is the owner of one of the other train crashes that happened in, what were the other two states? There were more train crashes recently, and I think one of them was still in Norfolk Southern. Why is that a tongue twister?
There's a Santa Fe, I think there's a combo, isn't it? The Santa Fe is SFNS, which is Santa Fe Northern, Norfolk Southern. I think that's what that is. I think it's the combination. Yeah. I believe that's the case. All right, so anyway, I'm not feeling badly about that. Let's see what we can... I don't know. I'm trying to find stuff that isn't about death and dying. Here's a mother. I'm not being really successful so far. A mother died after a tree fell on her while she was hiking with her son's Boy Scout troop.
Yeah.
California. Mother... was out on a hike, Boy Scout troop, in Santa Clara County. Woman was struck by the tree at a county park in Cupertino. The woman hasn't been identified yet. She was on a group hike with her son and other members of this Boy Scout troop. So it's just an innocent kind of thing. The tree falls down, and that's the end of that. A lot of trees. We had down in the woods at the other farm down the street that I have, where huge big tree fell over the other day. It wasn't that windy, but you look at it, and the inside of it has been eaten away by whatever. I mean, it's a really old tree, but you know that happens all over the place.
Yeah, and or even if it's not the full tree, it's one of the branches. And
yeah,
trees are so high up, you can't tell how big those branches actually are, and they can do some damage. And a good news kind of coordinating with this story is there was a delivery driver for UPS or one of the deliveries, and a Ring doorbell camera caught this video. It's going viral. He had just walked off the porch when the tree that was behind him fell right to where he was standing. narrowly avoided the incident, but he was able to walk away with his life. This happened in Kentucky just the other day.
What do they say? It's not your time. Right?
Yeah.
It's not your time.
Yeah, it was a FedEx delivery driver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a woman who found her husband's body 8 months after he went missing. Yep, that's what I said. Fellow in Illinois was reported missing last year, but he's been found dead in a closet in his home. Oof.
Yeah, it was one of those hideaway closets. And the police had actually searched the house multiple times.
Yeah.
When they were searching for him.
After all that time, he's got to be pretty stinky, right?
It's just, the only reason she went into that closet was because she was looking for Christmas ornaments to decorate the home.
Oh, fabulous. All right, here's the latest. Jennifer Horn and I have been talking for years about this colossal failure on the part of the state of California and Nancy Pelosi's husband and Dianne Feinstein's husband and their families all benefited from a proposal that was going to get a high-speed train from L.A. to San Francisco. They're going to be able to do. I've taken that trip, and it's about takes about 8 hours, 7-8 hours on the train, the Amtrak train. Now, they wanted to do Los Angeles San Francisco in 2 hours. Well, because of the corruption, this is the kind of thing. How does this stuff not take hold with the public? It was so obvious what was going on, and yet nobody really did anything except they stopped funding this thing after, I don't know, $500 million or some crazy number. So, you know, you look at this sort of thing, you see how abusive many politicians are, whether it's the connection that Biden's son has, excuse me, or, you know, this kind of stuff. So that's dead, but now there's a proposal that has surfaced this week to set up a high-speed train from L.A. to Las Vegas. And they've already got all the approvals. Construction is going to begin later this year on this train. The California State Treasurer says that this train will transform transportation. Well, that's what they said about the L.A. to San Francisco train. But the company is called Brightline, and apparently there's no connection to any politician. I doubt that. I'm sure if you look behind the scenes, that's too cynical. Am I being too cynical? You look behind the scene, you're going to find some corruption, because there's always corruption in these big, huge construction outfits. You know, it just is.
Kind of makes sense, though, to have one from L.A. to Vegas, because it's so close that so many people do travel back and forth. And then if you have a train, at least it takes some of the cars off the road of all those travelers.
There are, I think I counted them one day on looking at the flight schedules. You know, you walk into the airport, as I'm getting on a plane, you can look at LAX is one place. They have all the planes. Each terminal has their own planes listed, but there's a place in LAX where you can see all the planes. I think I counted 24 planes a day going to Las Vegas from L.A. That's a plane an hour.
Wow.
All through the day, some of them more frequently than that. Anyway, this is 218 miles, so 2 hours, that's no big deal. The Acela train goes at 145 miles an hour. It gets to from Boston to New York in 3 hours, and that's about the same mileage. Yeah, so this train's going to go faster than that, and it doesn't have to make any stops, right? But where are you going to stop?
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert, go... I don't think we're going to stop.
We'll say hi to our friends in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, we can do that. Here's another project that hasn't worked so well. The Japanese forced to destroy their new $1.5 billion space rocket 14 minutes into its debut flight yesterday. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency is saying it had to issue the self-destruct after the rocket's ignition failed as it entered its second stage. This was the first medium-lift spacecraft created in Japan. I don't understand why all these countries do all of this. Why don't you just get together? Why would the taxpayers, why would these countries, any of them, spend this kind of dough to do something that's already been done and can be done by other countries? It makes no sense to me unless they have money to burn. And there's no money. There's no country that has money to burn. The rocket was built by Mitsubishi. They're the largest heavy industry outfit. You know, Mitsubishi cars and trucks and stuff. Huge domestic industrial complex. They built the rocket and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Why? If I were a Japanese taxpayer,
what exactly happened?
Pride. Right? They have pride. It's national pride. I don't know. I just think it's nuts. All right. So here's the latest for those of you who are Republicans and you love Trump. He says, I'm going to get everybody who's trying to get me. There you go. That's how you want a campaign. Vengeance is mine, saying the Donald. He says that all the people that have been after him, I'm going to be president, and it's going to be an eye for an eye. This is some of the stuff. Yeah. His real estate business. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson said on the air last night, I've been staying away from this because I think it's such nonsense, but I find looking at this and trying to figure out what's going on with this drama between Fox and the election machine company. I forget the name of it, right? So Tucker Carlson says last night on his program he hates Trump passionately. And so remember when Jennifer said that she thought that Tucker Carlson was the sort of titular head of the Republican, more influential than Trump?
Oh, quite possibly, yeah, of course.
So does that spell doom and gloom for Trump? All of this stuff, well, he's blaming Trump along with some of the other Fox folks for the suit, because they all followed Trump's lead and said, well, this outfit is corrupt. They cheated, you know, that was when Fox's line was the election was stolen from Trump. And that's proven not to be true. And so as they keep sticking their foot in their mouths, they find themselves, you know, there's like a billion and a half suit against them. But Carlson says, okay, Trump's too much trouble, forget about him. 48 after the hour.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. It's food, farm, and family time for today. Jay and Doug with some, I guess this would be considered bad news, right? FDA issuing a recall of raw wild oysters because of salmonella. The oysters were harvested in Cedar Key, Florida, between December and February, and have been distributed to restaurants and retailers all across mostly the southern states. 8 cases linked to the outbreak, with Florida, Georgia, and Alabama being the seat of those 8 outbreaks. Florida Department of Ag has issued an emergency closure order for the harvest oysters in the area where they are being hoisted. There's got to be something in the water. Food, all right? Yeah. Anyway,
much contamination. Oof.
Yeah. Well, even if it doesn't, you know, a lot of times you can tell that an item has been it's contaminated because it smells. But sometimes, and in a case like this, you can't smell because oysters smell terrible to begin with. I can't begin to imagine why anybody eats a raw oyster. Yeah. Some people say, oh, it's good for your sex life. Yeah. I can't imagine anything tastes that bad being good for your sex life.
The texture is hard to get.
Yakabanga. My ex-wife used to eat them all the time. And the only reason she did is because she was trying to irritate me. Because I always said, yakabanga. Anyway, this salmonella could, cause diarrhea and cramps and fever. So you don't want to. So here's the story. If you have purchased, this is a word to the wise, raw oysters in the past week or two. No matter, you don't know where they come from for the most part. Nobody knows because they just have them out in the meat section of the grocery store. They've got a tray that has oysters on it. You don't know where it came from. So if you bought them, bring them back or cook them. Cook them, and cook them some more. If you do that, you're probably okay. But then, you know, why take a chance even? Bring them back and get your, you know, get your money back. And this is, you know, whether they're open in the counter or whether they're packaged and frozen, and then you unfreeze them, whatever, it doesn't really make any difference. And making a lot of work for yourself, just bring them back. And as Jay is now reminding everybody when we talk about this pretty much every day in the recalls, not only do you want to get your money back, but you want to have them pay you for your inconvenience and your time. Ask them.
And the gas money.
Yeah.
I just want to see if anyone will actually do it.
I want to, yeah. Let's tell us that story on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter, Good Day On Air, or call and leave us your story on our live line, 855-999-DUG. Here's a McDonald's franchise making a critical food donation to residents of San Bernardino County. There's a community there that's been cut off by the snow. They still have they've got a problem, and it's still cold up in the mountains up there, Lake Arrowhead. And so residents up there are going to be able to get eggs and milk and pasta and other food staples during a donation event that'll take place today. The food is being, what in the world? I can't get rid of my frog today. The food is going to be given out at a local supermarket, and then the local McDonald's franchise owner is the fellow who's helping to organize the donation effort. There's a church involved, that sort of thing. So this is, you know, this snowfall has been, this winter storm season out there has been messy.
Just getting hit.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's good news. Here's some other good food news. A woman spontaneously offered a homeless man a job on her farm. This is one of those, what is that, the hidden acts of kindness? Now, this fellow, Brian Bannister, kind soul, this woman said, simply fallen on hard times. So Danielle McDuff offered him a job on her farm. He was living in a shed after, you know, he has had a lot of stuff, I guess, trauma through his life. And he had given up. And Ms. McDuff says she found him in a barn on her farm, right? And she brought him, she sort of revived him. Mm-hmm. And she said, wow, imagine. So anyway, she gave the guy a job.
That's great. That is so beautiful because so many people would probably just be like, get out of here. And
farmers are like that. Farmers are really, there's something about the farm mentality, the farm ethic.
Heart.
Yes, right, exactly. You get that way. And apparently there was some other financial support this lady helped to organize from other farmers who were in the area. So good for her and good luck to him, actually. All right, there's another good story from the Good Day program. Doug and Jay, 59 after the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.